Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
All aboard the night train.
Sunday night at 9 p.m. It's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll,
Latin scorchers, scratchy 78s,
deep gospel, Delta blues,
heavyweight dub, psychedelic nuggets, and a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown, 4 o'clock classic.
Welcome back to The Breakdown, back to 1995 today for Echo Belly and Great Things from their second album On, and Echo Belly are in town tonight.
You might be listening.
At the network, the tickets are still available for that gig, supported by Baby Bird. I did not realise that Echo Belly put out an album within the lifetime of The Breakdown.
Nor did I.
Anarchy and Alchemy in 2017. But great songs, great thing. We are here until 5 o'clock.
We have tracks
at least from Snooper and Prune to get in, and plenty of other stuff, such as the one you're going to play next.
Correct. It's the New Eves.
Oh, you're playing that one. All right.
I've made the decision.
You've made that decision, well, so I'll get rid of that one.
It is shorter than yours, isn't it?
It is.
They only released their album a month or two ago, didn't they?
Yeah.
And these are two new songs that they thought, well, what should we do now? We'll record some new songs. Not long after their album came out. So yes, why not put them out? So this is Red Brick. And should we follow it with something else?
I'm gonna throw a new artist in. No Cops in Heaven. Well, the band are called Split System.
You confuse me now. Okay, Split System. Yeah. After New Eves.
Hi, this is Sam Genders from Tongue, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Yeah.
Indeed. That was Split System, who've put out a double A-side single this week. They're a Melbourne-based garage punk band, and that song was called No Cops in Heaven, and I think it's their third release of the year, third double A-side of the year, is that right?
Third. Those words sounded good.
Yeah, third and final 7-inch of the year. All right.
New Eves before that with Red Brick.
And not the one that I chose. Where are we going now?
We're in Sweden.
Oh, Sweden, Molly Nielsen.
Molly Nielsen. This surprised me. How many albums do you think Molly Nielsen's had?
How many either way?
I'll give you two either way.
Six.
11.
What?
I know. This is Molly Nielsen's 11th album, Ooh. Amateur, and it came out on the 1st of October, which was Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing convention out the window. This single, no. Yes, it was a single. Came out the day or two before, called Get a Life.
Not what I was expecting.
No?
No.
It was on your playlist.
I think I only listened to the first 30 seconds.
Okay. That was Molly Nielsen and Get a Life.
Very
good. I want to be Molly Nielsen's drummer.
Yeah. It sounded a little bit like Meishi in Bars, that one.
Yeah.
I thought. I'm going to go now to a song that Jen sent me earlier in the week, who we hope to have back on the show very soon. This is an all-energy disco track by Lucky Iris, who are a Leeds duo who put an EP out earlier in the year called Day to Night. We missed that. Been putting out music for a couple of years now. This is a track called Play Me Like a Speaker, which is going to be from a forthcoming mixtape. Is that just an EP? I don't know. But it's very good. And you're going to play something after this.
Something from Prune, before I forget. Prune.
Yes, it's the track called Album of the World, Album of the Week.
Breakdown, Album of the Week.
I forgot to look in
Prune, one of our albums of the week. System is the name of the album, and that was Forgot.
Was it Looking Iris before?
Yeah, I was Looking Iris before.
Playing like a speaker.
Yeah.
All right. One more to go before your Treble 7. I'll go for Chanel Beads, who put out their first album last year. It was called Your Day Will Come, and this is a track which is ahead of some support dates with Lord. And Grizzly Bear. How do you say that one?
Grizzly Bear.
Grizzly Bear, yeah. Chalk and cheese we are. The Coward Forgets His Nightmare Is This, and that is all there is to say.
You're great with words today.
I'm doing words good. I'm doing all the words good. Coward Forgets His Nightmare. Treble 7 time. Over to you.
Yeah. I'm not able to find much information about this first band, but it's a new artist to the show. They are a band made up of two cousins, Clayton Thomas and Frank N. Stein. I'm sure that's not his real name. Oh, Franklin Norman Steinway is his real name. They are called Reverse Pathogen. And it looks like they released a 27-song album in May, which we missed. But they're back with a new song called Friday the 13th, appropriately, with Halloween coming up. And there'll be something from Snooper after this, and then something from the ever-reliable Cheekface. ¶¶
The Breakdown. Treble 7.
All about the mid-90s this week. That's Cheekface's cover of Superdrag's 1996 song Sucked Out that they've just done for the hell of it. Why not?
Their 26th play on the Breakdown.
Their 26th play on the Breakdown, yes. Yes, the third track from Snooper was in the middle of that from the album Worldwide. You heard Blockhead, and I kicked off with the first play on the Breakdown for Reverse, Pathogen, and Friday the 13th.
You know who released their first album in 1996?
Ash.
They did. Do you know who's releasing their ninth album yesterday?
Hang on. Trailer was an album before 1997, wasn't it?
It's a mini album.
Okay. Carry on. Yeah. Carry on.
Ad Astra by Ash. And we're going to play the final track on it, which features Graham Coxon. He's on two of the tracks on the album. And I'm saying this is an album that gets better the further it goes on, or the further it's past what I'll say is a truly bad choice of cover, which is about halfway
through. Which I haven't heard. I'm going to listen to that later.
Yeah, this song is fantastic. Ad Astra. We'll be right back.
They don't start being sick at the end, do they? There's still 40 seconds to go.
Yeah.
Oh. We can talk over this, that's fine. Thank you, Ash. Giving us some more time.
Ash and Graham Coxon, Ad Astra. The title track from the new album out yesterday. They're playing a tour towards the end of November, hitting Sheffield on the 23rd at the Octagon. And now,
yeah,
we're going to stay in the 90s.
We're going to stay in the 90s.
Ish.
Yeah.
And there's a link.
There is a link.
A very boring link between this, because when I went to see Ash back at the Octagon in 1998, the support band there were Idlewild.
I was there.
You were there. And at that point, Idlewild were the first band that I'd ever seen more than once. They were,
yeah.
They were first, second time. They were my number one band. And I think I saw Idlewild once more, but I've stayed on free with Idlewild.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I've not seen them since. I would go to see them again. But they had an album out yesterday as well.
They did.
And you've got your choice.
I've said to you numerous times, if you want to play yours, do it.
No, you play yours.
Is the album self-titled?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's boring. This is Make It Happen.
This is Laura Allover from Chemtrails, and you're listening to The Breakdown.
Your breath, yellow birds keep me down on
Right, John, what's that?
That was something very good.
Fantagram.
It was Fantagram. And
Earthshaker.
Yeah, I really should have brought my reading glasses.
Yeah. You've been quiet for the last 2 hours.
I've just been sat in the corner, had a crisis of confidence, and
he's back now.
I'm back now, I'm okay.
But I'm still here.
You're still here. And we've had 3 tracks to play in this next 10 minutes. Which post?
This post. Which post released their debut EP, Beast, earlier this year. They're back with a new song. Dylan Fraser and Alaska Reed are who they are. That's all I know about them. And this is called Changeling.
Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
I'm
Right, so Ribbon Skirt put out a brilliant album earlier this year called Bite Down. And they've just put out a very good EP called Pensacola yesterday. And from it, you've just heard the track Braids. Before was which post?
With Changeling.
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to go with Dry Cleaning now, because we can't quite fit in Just Mustard. Dry Cleaning back with their third album, Secret Love, on January the 9th next year. And the new single from it, well, the first single from it, called Hit My Head All Day, came out a couple of days ago. And we're not going to play the six-minute version, because
there is enough time.
There is enough time. But I think we can leisurely fit in the 3:43. So we've got 17 seconds to fill now, boys. What should
we do? You could have played that.
Yeah, what do you reckon?
I've got nothing else to say. I mean, break time can start a few seconds early.
Well, we could say, I could tell you that this track is produced by Kate Le Bon, who's had an album out last week.
Which we couldn't fit in last week.
Oh,
too much music.
Oh, I forgot you didn't play that. No. Anyway, Dry Cleaning, Hit My Head All Day.
Yeah, bye.
Life, a series of memorials and signals, telling us this or that. Telling us this or this. Think of that. The objects outside the head control the mind. To arrange them is to control people's thinking.
To be a hero.